I'm Kim Malcolm. Thanks for joining us here at KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information. It's 5:53. Washington Congressman Rick Larson wants President-elect Donald Trump to get rid of his new chief strategic advisor. That would be Steve Bannon, head of the right-wing website Breitbart. Larson tweeted this week that Bannon helps promote white nationalism, anti-Semitism, and misogyny. He told me why he thinks Bannon is so dangerous.
Bannon will be the last person to whisper in the president-elect's ear when there's a decision to be made. And Bannon is bringing with him the baggage of the alternative right movement, which he himself has said is merely a smarter version of old school racist skinheads. That's not the person that I think ought to be giving advice to any president, much less this one.
Just to play devil's advocate here, the president-elect can appoint people of his choosing to be close to him. Why get so exercised about what will be the first of thousands of hires?
This is one of the, if not the last person who is giving advice to the president-elect before a decision is made. The last person. Everything is going to go through the filter of Steve Bannon if you look at the history of advisors.
In light of the things that President-elect Trump said he would do in office, how do you perceive your role in Congress?
I'm the only member of the Washington State delegation who's on in the House, who's on the Transportation Committee. I like the words the president-elect has said about his desire to invest in infrastructure. Infrastructure creates jobs. It helps move our economy in the Pacific Northwest. To the extent that I can help him do that and he can help the Congress get a package together on infrastructure, I want to be part of that. On early childhood, his daughter has spoken quite a bit about the role of early childhood education. That's important. But again, it's like anything else. There are few places where there's common ground right now, and I think the president-elect has to be more specific about the things he wants to work on.
As you mentioned, you're on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. So by challenging the president-elect so soon, do you risk losing bargaining power when it comes to future discussions around, say, a national infrastructure package?
No, I don't believe I do. I need to be very clear to the president-elect and his incoming team about what I think of the kind of views they're bringing to the White House. We have a state, and I have a district, that is increasingly diverse. We are inclusive in our state. It is a strength of our state. And the strength of the people that I represent. I am not going to simply ignore that so I can get in good with the president. That's not what my role is in Congress. My role is to be very clear about the people I represent that sent me to Congress. And I'm going to be unafraid to speak out again where I need to stand my ground. Where there's some common ground, let's work together. But I have an obligation to the people that elected me.
You're also on the House Armed Services Committee, and your district includes the naval base in Everett. How do you expect Trump to wield American force overseas?
That is a big open question here on Capitol Hill, even among my Republican colleagues. He has spoken in a derogatory manner towards our military. Towards the military men and women who are leaders in the U.S. military. And yet he has said that he wants to blow the caps off of budget controls specifically for the purpose of increasing defense spending, but with no real strategic view of the world. One of his first calls was to Vladimir Putin. I don't think that is a particularly good sign, as opposed to having one of his first calls be to any of our NATO allies. I think that there is a big open question. Hopefully there'll be some, he'll bring some certainty to that, but so far he hasn't.
That's Congressman Rick Larson. He represents Washington State's 2nd District.